One day last October, Julie Dietrich was taking her dog, a lab mix, for a walk.
And I was walking up the street, and I saw it, and I thought, you know, it was very nice cursive writing.
What stopped her in her tracks were some words on a mural being painted by two young artists on the side of a dilapidated building in Brewerytown. Immediately, Dietrich thought of her neighbors, longtime residents of the neighborhood, and of the Baptist church just down the block on Flora, a narrow side street. She stopped to talk to the artists, who turned out to be from Brazil.
And right away, I said to them, I said, do you realize that, you know, your audience here may not appreciate that?
That was the phrase in the center of the mural, a quote from J.D. Salinger's novel, Franny and Zoe. It read, "This goddamn phenomenal world." Dietrich's lived in Brewerytown for only 6 years, but her sense of some of her neighbors' reactions was on the mark. The mural was about to become a battleground, exposing a clash of viewpoints in this changing neighborhood. Brewerytown is a transition zone between the Art Museum area and North Philadelphia. It strings out along Girard Avenue, an eclectic mix of row houses and storefronts, right across the Schuylkill from the Philadelphia Zoo. It's been a predominantly black neighborhood since about the 1970s. Dietrich has noticed a change, though.
There's definitely, you know, more white people moving in. I hate to use, you know, buy into the hipster thing, but, you know, that's what it kind of looks like.
If Dietrich sounds a bit uncomfortable talking about how her neighborhood is changing, she's not alone.
It's definitely becoming a more appealing neighborhood, but not a better community because of some of the divide.
That's Andre Wright, a social worker who grew up in Brewerytown until rising property values chased his parents out. Even the name Brewerytown is a sign of change. The name harks back to the beer makers like J&P Baltz and Commonwealth Brewing that used to operate here. But it had fallen out of use until it was revived by developers looking to appeal to middle-class buyers. A lifelong resident told me folks here used to call it North Philly. That changed, she said, when people who looked like me, young and white, started moving in. Sorry, she said, nodding in my direction. A recent study by Governing Magazine found that the pace of gentrification in the city, measured by home values and the number of residents with bachelor's degrees, has accelerated dramatically, 1,800% since the 1990s. Some neighborhoods like Northern Liberties and Fishtown seem to have been transformed, but the change in Brewerytown hasn't been so dramatic, not yet anyway. The change is more anecdotal, a feeling you get as you walk around the neighborhood. Or look at that mural on the corner of 29th and Flora. Just hours after the mural was finished, someone covered up the goddamn in its neat white and gold cursive with brown paint. Nicole McDonald was making coffee in her apartment on Girard Avenue when her fiancé Sam delivered the news.
It was the next morning. My fiancé actually was like, I'm pretty sure the mural's been buffed.
McDonald didn't want to go see for herself. She was the one who helped bring the pair of Brazilian artists who call themselves Criatipos here to paint.
They just kept saying that they really, like, loved the city, that they loved the energy, they loved the neighborhood. And I just kept thinking, like, they're doing this for free. Like, this is incredible.
This mural was a really big deal for McDonald, who saw it as a way to give back to this place where she's lived for a year and a half, after stops in half a dozen other cities.
And this is the place that I felt most at home because I love the people here.
The second day of painting, McDonald's cell phone rang. It was the artist telling her someone from the neighborhood was not happy.
So I came and a block captain was here and she was just saying that the churches were really upset about that. And that was the one thing I hadn't taken into consideration was that there were churches within a block's radius.
Penny Brown, the Flora Street block captain, didn't want to talk on tape, but she told me she was offended the artist took God's name in vain, especially with children living in the neighborhood. The artist's explanation that the curse word wasn't that bad because J.D. Salinger had left off the final N didn't soothe her at all. Most of all, Brown says she was offended that they didn't consult the community before putting up the mural. Brown's neighbor, Julie Dietrich, agrees.
It was a quote that was meaningful to them. It had no meaning to their audience, and that was where they went amiss.
The mural controversy captures the awkward phase Brewerytown is living through. You can see it walking down the Girard Avenue business corridor, the corner store next to the check cashing place, across the street from the new pizza shop and tattoo parlor, both coming soon.
No.
Warren Hill has lived in this house on Girard most of his life. Growing up in the 60s and 70s, he remembers when brewery towns still had breweries. He says back then, it was a self-contained neighborhood where residents could get anything they needed on the avenue.
Uniform stores, clothing stores, candy stores. We had one of the oldest candy stores in America, Young's Candy Store. The coconut, chocolate-covered coconut, the caramel, the peppermints.
But Hill's not against redevelopment. He accepts it, so long as it benefits everyone. He spent 12 years in the U.S. Marine Corps, living all over the world. He says his travels have given him a different perspective from some of his neighbors.
Changing faces, changing people, changing racial boundaries is not dramatic. It's an everyday event. Throughout history, it has happened, and it's not going to stop now.
David Waxman is one of the people behind Brewery Town's changing aesthetic. He's a developer with MM Partners, which has been buying up properties here since the early 2000s, including the bar across the street from the mural. We met in Waxman's office on North 30th Street. The building used to be a crack house. He says Brewery Town satisfies the first rule of real estate value, location. It's close to Center City, convenient to highways.
It's really the same reason that it was a great open-air drug market in the 90s and early 2000s before redevelopment came here.
The crack epidemic hit these blocks hard in the 1980s. The dealers flocked in just as the good jobs were flowing out. The decades of blight that followed created opportunity for developers like Waxman. He takes me for a walk around the neighborhood.
And this is 2100 block of Girard. These were all crack houses on the north side of the street, which is like these, you know, these were like McDonald's. People just come and go all day long. And so I was able to acquire them and started here at 2945. And work my way up the block as I got close to 29th Street.
We get to 29th and Girard where the business corridor starts, and the trolley rolls down the middle of the street. We pass construction inside the pizza shop and tattoo parlor, a new coffee bar, and a bike shop. MM Partners' name is on them all. Maybe this is what Julie Dietrich meant earlier by the hipster thing. Waxman says he knows his work could have consequences for the longtime lower-income residents, but he wants the changes to be, quote, organic, resulting in something few neighborhoods actually achieve.
A neighborhood where working class and middle class and even upper class people can live together.
Of all the people in Brewery Town I've talked to so far, Waxman is the only one who sees the direct connection between the future of this neighborhood and the upcoming city elections. Will his new young tenants stay here once they have school-aged children? Will the tax abatements that have encouraged redevelopment continue? Waxman says what happens next in the neighborhood will depend a lot on who the next mayor is and who's on city council. So the developer is paying attention. But right now, others in this neighborhood seem disconnected from the process. I talked with longtime resident Ron Eel for more than an hour, and the question that stumped him was about what he thinks is at stake for Brewery Town in this election year. He says he doesn't know yet.
These politicians, they got it out of the game. I like to believe them, but a lot of times, I hate to say this, it's for themselves.
After the word goddamn disappeared beneath that brown paint, Nicole McDonald tried to take the conversation about the mural in a different direction. She brushed over the brown with black chalkboard paint and invited the community to write what they would like the mural to say instead. About 5 months later, all that's on the black patch are a graffiti tag and the suggestive image of a woman. McDonald says she's learned from the experience.
I'm sure that they view what I did as the same thing, right? Just painting without asking them first.
McDonald and her fiancé plan to buy a house in Brewery Town, but she'll wait a little while before doing any more art projects there. She says it's not her turn to make a mark. I'm Katie Culinary.